that's encouraging because we would like our people to participate in the forthcoming referendum on the constitution. However, having said that, it is important to note that we are just at very early stages of constitutional making. The public have up to maybe another 1 week from now to give their views to the committee of experts. Thereafter, the Parliamentary Select Committee will take about 21 days to also go through the draft and then take it to Parliament. So we anticipate that at the earliest, referendum can be done around April 2010. So it's encouraging for now to hear that people are keen on the referendum. And we hope that more and more will be able to participate or to be keen in participating as we move along.
Three different committees are writing the constitution. Some people are saying the government is deliberately slowing down the pace. How do you react to that?
It is not correct. You see, to do reforms is not something that you can do overnight. It is just about a year and a half since this exercise was started. We have done a lot of reforms by way of legislation. We have set up new institutions, the Electoral Commission, the Committee of Experts to write the Constitution. We have set a Constitutional Court to deal with the Constitution. We have set the Independent Boundaries Commission to review electoral boundaries and also administrative boundaries. The problem with our friends is that they want things to be done overnight. And to do these constitutional matters, it takes time. So personally, I'm very satisfied with the progress that we are making. Of course, it may not be satisfactory, but under the circumstances that we are in and given the short period, I think we have done very well.
Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said that he senses a renewed energy and effort to implement reforms that would ensure that the 2007 post-election violence will not happen again. What does this say about the government's effort in implementing the much-needed reforms?
Well, I've heard what Mr. Annan has said. Again, I'm sure he would like it to be done faster, but there's no quick fix to reforms. You've got to take processes. Some legislation has to go through Parliament, and it is not easy to rush a legislation through Parliament. You know, our Parliament is independent. It has to take its time in considering pieces of legislation. Some of these people want to impose certain procedures in Parliament against the Constitution or against the wishes of parliamentarians, which is not possible. So I would like to ask those who think that we are not doing well to watch out for next year. I'm sure most of the reforms that we are planning will have been completed by 2010. We still have two more years after that to do elections, and it's our hope that by 2012, which is when we go for the next polls, the necessary reforms will have been done, and therefore carry very small, little risk in the repetition of the violence. Now, I believe we are slowly coming out of that now.
Some critics have said that the observation of the UN former Secretary General is because of both local and international pressure on the government, especially when Luis Moreno Ocampo came to the country about the ICC matters. That is what is energizing the government to put in place the reforms. What do you say to that?
You see, the former Secretary General has criticized the Kenyan Parliament for not setting a local tribunal and therefore allowing Ocampo, the chief prosecutor of ICC, to come in. But again, twice now, the Parliament has refused this legislation on a local tribunal for very good reasons, because they felt that a local tribunal would be interfered with, and they preferred an international tribunal, that is ICC, for the bigger crimes against humanity. And then thereafter, Parliament would be able perhaps to consider setting up local tribunals. Again, this is the opinion of us as legislators, but you know, we do not think it is fair for outsiders to want to impose their views on our legislation. We are responsible to the people who have elected us. We are independent. We must be allowed to take our time on these things and to take the right decisions, which we consider to be in the best interest of our people.